that I lent you 100, and then we made up, you have to pay me back 120. So if you look at it, then, Hare Neshech Vare Tamra says both. I'm biting you, I'm making you pay me an extra 20, and I'm gaining an extra 20 also. Elama Yi Bosa V'Soifazus, if you want to go Bosa at the end, when you pay me back, Lo Neshech Iko V'Lo Tamra Sikra. He's not losing out, because the $100 he got before, now it's worth 120, and you're not gaining anything. So the kids are, if you go Bosa Mikarva, there's both. There's Ribis, and there's Tarvis. You can't have one without the other. And secondly, how would you want to say Tarbis Bleneshech, that there's a case of Tarbis you could gain on the deal, even though he's not losing? Heshidom, how would you want to say this? E di usuf meya, b'meya, if I lent you 100, I'm not going to pay me back 100. And meikora kaim meya badanko, the soif meya the chumsha. At the beginning when I lent you the money, 100 was worth this danka. At the end when you give me back 100, it's worth a fifth. It's worth more. So at the end, you're giving me back more money than I gave you. So therefore, you want to say, that's called ribis, I'm gaining. That's called tarbis, I'm gaining, and you're not losing. So Mar again says, no, it doesn't make any sense. If you go boss at the beginning when I gave you the money, I lent it to you. So I lent you 100, I'm not to pay me back 100. There's nothing. I'm not losing, I'm not gaining. It's a perfect loan. I gave you 100, I'm not to pay me back 100. If you want to go boss at the end, Hare Neshech, Hare Tarbis, there's both things involved. There's Neshech and there's Tarbis. So again, you don't have one without the other. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says, this is a maskana. That's true. Iyata Noitzi Lo Neshech Vlo Tarbis Vlo Tarbis Vlo Neshech. It's not possible to have one case without the other. Anytime I charge you interest, it's always called, you're losing and I'm gaining. There's always Neshech, I'm biting you, and there's always Tarbis, I'm always gaining on the deal. If so, for the chok on akosav, what does the Torah say two lavs for? El lavr ola b'shnei lavim. That every time you lend somebody money and you charge him interest, you should know you're over two lavs. That's what the Torah says it. Not that the two different in yonim, but you're over two lavs. There's a lav of ribis and a rab of tarbis. Every case you're over both. Now, turn around and look like this. The pasuk says, as kas b'cho loisitun loy v'neshech, you're not allowed to give you lend your money with interest. Over marbis atitun achlecha. And don't lend food to somebody else with marbis that you gain on the deal. Now, ain liyela neshech the kesed. I only know the lav of neshech applies by money. The ribis biyochel, and the lav of ribis applies by food. Neshech biyochel, meaning how do I know if I lend money? I'm over the second lav, not only a lav of ribis, but I'm also over the lav of neshech also. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, a pasuk in the Devarim, neshech oichel, says neshech oichel. So even by food, lending food also shaykh neshech. So therefore we have good. If I lent you food, and I lent you a bushel, and I tell you you have to give me back a bushel and a half, you're over two lavim. You're over a lav of ribis, and you're over a lav of neshech. Now, ribis bekesev minayin, how do we know there's ribis by money? We only have in the posik, neshech is by money. How do we know there's a lav of ribis also by money? Talmud Lamed, the posik says, neshech kesev. It also says neshech kesev, it says. And this posik in the Torah, neshech kesev, it says. In Eino Inyan, the Neshech Kesev, you don't need it for the Posik, for the lav of Neshech on Kesev itself. Shereik Fanemar, it says already, Leistashech Liachicha, not to take Neshech from your brother. It's so to Nuinyan the Ribis, put it by the Pasha of Ribis. So now, Kesev, Ein Liela Beloiva, we only know there's Ninya Kesev, if you lend money, that there's a lav to the Loiva. The Loiva, he's not allowed to pay back interest. There's a lav upon the Loiva, not to pay back the interest. The Malv, how do we know the Malv, the one that lends the money, he's also over the Isser Ribis. Not only the Loiva, the one that pays back the extra money, but even the Malv that receives it, he's also over the Lav. Because Nema Neshach Beloiva, the Nema Neshach Bemalva. There are two different pashas in the Torah. One talks about the Malva, one talks about the Loiva. Now it says the word Neshach by both. It says Neshach by the Loiva, and it says Neshach by the Malva. If so, Ma Neshach on the Beloiva. Just like the word neshech, when it says in the parsha of the loicha, that was the psukim before. That loicha lach to boy, bein bekesev, bein biyochol. There's no difference here over this lav of neshech, whether I lend somebody money or whether I lend somebody food. So, and bein b'neshech, bein b'ribis, you're over the lav of neshech and the lav of ribis is af neshech on the b'malva. The same thing in the parsha, the Torah talks about the malva. That when you lend money, there's a lav upon the malva. He's not allowed to receive the interest. So it says neshech by him. Hatei the same svara, leitechlek by, there's no difference. bein bekesev, bein biyoichum, bein beneshev, bein beribis. That all lavim, both lavim apply by the malva also. No matter what the malva lends, whether the malva lends money, or whether the malva lends food, if he makes up right now, ribis ketsutza, that you have to pay me back more than I'm lending you, he's over two lavim right now. The loiv is over two lavim, the malva is over two lavim also. Now the Gemara says, minayin the rabbis kosh, minayin the rabbis kodav, how do I know to include anything? Maybe it's only ribis if I lent you money, or I lent you oichel, food. How do I know if I lent you clothing, or anything? There'll be nisa ribis also. How do I know to be marba anything? Talmud Lomit says in the Pasuk, Nesha kol dov rasha yishach. Anything you lend, mashma, anything you lend, there'll be this lav of neshach. And once you know neshach, who then you know will be ribis also. Ravina says, loy neshach bi oichel, for le ribis the kesef tzuicha kro. Ravina argues in the Gemara before. Ravina says you don't need ribuyim, extra ribuyim, for the isa lav of neshach by food, and the isa ribis by kesef. You only need an extra pasuk. Because in the first pasuk you know both of them. Because like this, the pasuk really says, as kaspecho lesitin loy beneshach, over marbis lesitin achlecha. So it says in the same pasuk, neshach and marbis. So Ravina dashes like this. Because if the Torah would have written, because of that kaspecho lesitin loy beneshach, like your money don't lend with neshach, viochlecho bemarbis, and the Torah then also don't lend food with marbis, could a comrade, then you'd be right. So if smashing is only the lav of ribis by food, and there's only the lav of neshach by money, then you'd be right. But hashtu dechsiv, now that the pasuk says, es kas b'chol l'sitin loy b'neshach, uve marbis l'sitin achlechom, it says the word neshach and marbis one next to another. So therefore we can read them both ways. Kori be, read it this way. Kori be hochi, es kas b'chol your money loy sitin loy b'neshach uve marbis. Don't give it over, don't lend it, and get interest back, because then you're over two lavs. You're over the lav of neshach and the lav of marbis. That's one way to read it. And then also read it, over neshach, over marbis, l'sitin achlecha. Don't lend somebody food in a way that you'll be gaining and he'll be losing. Because if you do that, you'll be over two lavs. So Ravina says, in this one pasuk alone is mashma, that both ribis and tarbis, ribis and neshach, apply to both. Apply to oichol and apply to kesef. Now with Marisa Kasha and Ravina, I go atono nema nema komar. Before, when they learned out from the Gzera Shavu. So how could Ravina argue on Gzera Shavu? Rashi says, Votono nema nema komar. On Gzera Shavu naftalei. Vechi pola gamora tana viyama de negufa yalaf. Like how could the Amora Ravina argue on the Tano that learns out from Gzera Shavu? Smash me kin enough from the postig. It's smash me need Gzera Shavu. It's not like Ravina. Sumar says, Hochi komar. This is what the Bryson meant to say. Ilu lenema kro ha'yisiyayin l'gzera shava. If I wouldn't be able to dash in the pasuk the way Ravina dashes it, then I would have had a gzera shava. Benachnami, achso shenema kro, but now are good. But l'maisa, it's not true. L'maisa, the Torah itself writes it. We dash in the pasuk the way Ravina does, that as kaspecho l'sitam loy b'neshech v'marbis, that both lavs of neshech and marbis goes on kesef. And the same thing over neshach b'mamav l'sitin achlecho by food it applies both lavs also. So Gemara says if so, if the Avir Venus Rosha achshur shenem akrom gzereshava letzorach and achnami. Now we do not need gzereshava. For the Gemara al gzereshava lomeli. So therefore, what purpose do I need gzereshava? Like gzereshava is like a kabbalah. You can't make gzereshava by yourself. It's a kabbalah.